TED Audio Collective.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, 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 click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Imagine any boy band concert, and besides the numerous four-minute ballads, what's the first sound that comes to mind? Maybe a chorus of shrieking girls. Playwright Eve Blake is a fan of the fangirl, one of the many enthusiastic concert goers you might see at a BTS concert. Today, in looking back at another boy band phenomenon, she explains why we might want to reconsider our attitudes around this emotional reaction and instead embrace the passion found in pop star fandom.
According to the dictionary, the Merriam-Webster dictionary, a fangirl is a girl or woman who is an extremely or overly enthusiastic fan of someone or something. Technically, you can have fangirls of anything, but my specific interest was in fangirls of boy bands because of their somewhat lethal reputation. In 2015, the biggest boy band on the planet was none other than One Direction. But then something unthinkable happens. One Direction, the biggest boy band on the planet, loses a member. Zayn Malik quits the band, and the internet explodes with feels. I read tweets as these girls describe the physical pain of this loss, how they can't eat or sleep or walk. I read them describe how much Zayn had meant to them, and I watch videos of 10-year-old girls crying. But like really crying. And then I watch as people repost these videos, but with new titles that contain words like crazy and creepy and insane. And suddenly my YouTube sidebar contains compilation, fans react to Zayn leaving, psycho alert. Then I watch as mainstream news outlets cover the story. I read them describe these young banshees. Why is it that the image of young girls screaming their lungs out with excitement for a pop star is considered crazy, psycho, scary, a bit much, but the image of young boys screaming their lungs out for a footballer is perfectly normal? Boys crying at the footy, that's the love of the game. Girls crying at a Justin Bieber concert? That's pathetic. And as soon as I realized this double standard, I realized that all of my curiosity about fangirls had been sparked by exactly the same judgments. I too had suspected that they were a bit crazy. I'd looked at images of girls screaming for the Beatles, the Backstreet Boys, One Direction, and the word that had come to mind was not excitement, but hysteria. And what I did not know was the history of that word. That in the 19th century, hysteria was considered to be a legitimate female mental disorder that could be diagnosed by doctors if women displayed excessive emotion or difficult behavior. The word hysterical comes from the Latin word hystericus, meaning of the womb, because it was thought that this condition was caused by a dysfunction of the uterus. And at this point, I decide to redeclare my obsession. because I am no longer just obsessed with fangirls. Now I'm obsessed with the way that the world talks about fangirls and the way that the world looks at young female enthusiasm. Because I want to know, if girls grow up in a world where words like crazy and psycho and hysterical are casually used to describe female enthusiasm, then how does that shape the way that those girls get to see themselves? And if the girls grow up in a world that tells them that they are designed just a bit crazier than the boys, then isn't that a little bit like telling them that they are born less capable of rationality than men, less capable of reason, and unworthy of the same intellectual respect as their brothers? Separately, I become obsessed with female screams. Not in a creepy way. I'm talking about like those shrieks and squeals that fangirls let out at concerts. I want to know why it is that some people instinctively flinch when I merely describe the sound, like it's painful just to think about it. Then I meet Amy Hume. She's a voice coach. And she blows my mind because she tells me that the female voice between the ages of 11 and 13 is one of the most interesting things to study. Why? Because there's this research by Carol Gilligan that says that is the age when girls begin to perform and alter their voices. For example, adding breath for maturity or adding vocal fry for apathy. But tell me, according to this research, when do you reckon that boys began to perform and alter their voices? Now, I guessed 18 because men mature later, right? Wrong. The answer was 4 years old. Because that is when boys learn not to cry or squeal, that those are not manly sounds. And that's when I realized that a fangirl shriek is therefore like a superpower. Because it's this fearless and honest expression of pure celebration and joy. And it's a sound they have not forgotten how to make. I actually reckon that fangirls have a second superpower, because they know how to do something that most of my adult friends have no idea how to do. Fangirls know how to love something without apology or fear. Instead of judging fangirls, we can learn from them. We can all die tomorrow, so why not love things while we're still breathing?
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Sydney, Australia. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Sydney. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.